you're trying to establish the question of whether or not in the criteria of Ba'yira Ba'yimatze, we're dealing with some hardcore hagdaros, which I think is the majority view, and even then what the relationship is between those two things, the question of lachem and the question of rishus. We'll get to those. But at the same time, we're trying to suggest that the dinim of lachem and rishus themselves, and therefore sometimes even expanding beyond them, may have to do with a more amorphous idea of being connected with the chametz, tziruf to association with chametz, and that this idea, the kula nechumra, is something which is consistent with things that we've seen all year, to the chametz is yisur zman, in terms of, you know, the din of Rabbi Shmuel, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, you might have situations where technically you seem to have enough to accomplish the criteria of something which is objective, whether it's bailus or rishus, and so on. And yet it's limited, you know, because that's insufficient. Those are cases of kula. And it also may be the opposite, where, you know, objectively, you're short of certain kind of relationships. I'm speaking abstractly at the moment, but the you know, the need for you to distance yourself from the chametz or not to be identified or associated, you know, even obliquely with it, is sufficient to make you aser. So this is true also when it comes to the question of shalcha iataroa, the iataroa shalacherim b'shel gavoa, as we discussed, you know, the whether the p'tur akram and hekdesh is a p'tur, maybe even a hafka'a, or whether it simply signifies that you're missing the prerequisite of bailus. It also may play into the relationship between, or the role that these factors play and their relationship to each other here in chametz, as opposed to other areas of halacha. So we're in the middle of discussing these parts of it, and I think the last thing we discussed was the Balamor. So the thing I was trying to suggest about the Balamor was that it gives a different answer to the question of why we need to psukim to exclude Nachrish Ekiv Shaso, Nachrish Eino Tachas Yado. After all, typically, those are perceived as the same. And we know that the answer of the Balitosis, etc. So I thought that the Balamor's answer was very mechudash, and that it really, again, went to the heart of this question. Because Balamor pretty much says, what, Avi? Avi Roth?
Is that Nachri Shekivash, though, would be like Nachri, who you have a chayas for Spikada?
Correct. That Nachri Shekivshaso would be the equivalent of Nachri Shelo Kivshaso, right, with Kabbalah Zacharias. And I thought that that was a very problematic, or at least controversial, equation. How so, Avi?
Well, you don't really have anything, you don't own anything about the chametz when it's just kivshaso, but you actually own something when you have the achrayos on it.
Right.
You have
so I think what it highlights is, you know, both points, which is when the Torah says lo yimatzei, and as a result, we expand the chiyuv ba'yira ba'yimatzei, or constrict it, as the case may be, the question is, are we also changing our view or on definitions of what's taking place here? So, for example, are we saying about lo yimatzei, let's say Kabbalah Zacharias, are we saying, well, either that, let's say, Achrayus is also kind of bilus, right? We could either be Megala Milsa. Let's say there are three options. We're Megala Milsa, even more generally, you know, that the criterion is lower or the criterion is met. Let's say Kabbalas Achrayus, take Kabbalas Achrayus, is also Shulcha, or Kabbalas Achrayus is Rishuscha, and Rishuscha is also, you know, under the rubric, right? Or are we saying that Lo Yimatze, the Xeris HaKasuv, teaches you that Legabe Bal Yiroa, this is considered Bailus or Rishus is enough? That's the second level. But both of those perspectives, while the second level sees Lo Yimatze as being, you know, as providing a singular definition here, it's still operating with some sort of a objective criteria. The third option is to say that Lo Yimatze says, listen, there's no Lecha, there's no Rishoscha. But since it says Lo Yimatze doesn't require those, not generally, and not even like a particular type. So Lo Yimatze is more directly Mechadesh, that there's some different, unique criteria that has to do with what? Presumably, some sort of tziruf or relationship to the chametz in a broader way. Oh. Similarly, as we said, when it comes to the sugya of tzchiros, where the Gemara says on Vav Amud Aleph, Avi, you have that line? This we read already when we talked about Avdalid.
Tzchiros, Vav, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Gemara there discusses, right, the problem of Yichud Mokom being Socher Mokom to an Akum. The Gemara seems to say that that is consequential. I mean, that it'll be Potur because it's considered Mokom Akum, correct? Avi?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, how could that be? Skiris is Lokanya. They quote the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? What does the Gemara answer?
It says, "This here is Kanya in general. He come out levete dinav she come out. Shani hafad after Rachmana b'lashon lo yimatzei. Mishematzei biyatcha yatzei shina matzei biyatcha."
Oh, so now the question is, what do you do with this, right? And clearly, we already encountered in the Rishonu and Davdalid who are quoting this Gemara, and again here you'll find them on Davav and the Achronim. Avi, what could you do with it?
So, you could say
one thing you can't say, and that is that Lo Yimatze is Mechadesh, that in Kol Torah Kula, it's the Mokar that's Chiruz Kan. Here you can't say that, because the whole point is that it's despite the fact that typically Chiruz Lo Kan, right? Hard to say that. Although it's not impossible completely, because as we saw, you know, the question of Skiris Kanya itself is a complicated question, right? There are some Rishonim who think that it depends on the context. It isn't like Skiris is always Kanya Bat or Skiris is always low Kanya Bat. It's, you know, it's more complicated than that. That's what we discussed, right? When we're talking about the Rambam, and Bali Tosis, and Rabbeinu Yonason, right? And Avdalid, Amadal. So I guess, in theory, you could say that Lo Yimatze teaches you that if Schiris is an open question, generally, meaning Geish Panim Lekan or Lekan, or there's aspects of Kinyan, aspects not, or it's Kinyan, but it's Lesman Katsuv, and so on and so forth, that Lo Yimatze tells you that with respect to what you need here, Gili Milsad is Kan. Yeah, maybe you could say it. What's the second option?
That whatever, even though
it's not objectively, but maybe it is here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we redefine Skiris here. That's Exeris HaKasuv of Lo Yimatze. Not that here is an example of other things too. And the Gili Mil says, you know, which aspect of Sechiras Kanya? You know, some of the chiddush, a local chiddush, but it is a local chiddush. Or
that you don't need Sechiras to be Kanya in your five anyway.
You don't need Sechiras to be Kanya in order to be, in this case, potter, right? Again, when the Gemara says Lo Yimatze is the source for Chiyuv in Kabbalah Sakrayas, that is a Chumrah. When the Gemara says Lo Yimatze is the source for Yichud, Bias being Kona for the Goy, that's a Ptur. Right, Avi?
Right.
Okay. So if the Gemara is saying, you know, Hanami, it's not Tzchirus, but you're Potter anyway, that would be equivalent to, you know, Hanami, Kabbalah Sachrayas is not either Lecha or Rishuscha, not generally, not specifically here, then in both cases, right, Lekula and Lechumra, we have Lo Yimatze as a Din Bifnei Atzmo. And what is a Din Bifnei Atzmo? The answer is it's about your relationship, your connection to the Chametz. Correct?
Right.
Yeah. So, again, this has to do also with Davar Gor L'mamun K'mamun Dami, which we need to still speak more of. Meaning, the Gemara thought originally that, you know, the din of Kabbalah Sachrayas just depends on Davar Gor L'mamun. Then the Gemara says, no. Then you won't need Lo Yimatze. So one day in the Gemara is, it's Davar Gor L'mamun, but you need Lo Yimatze, meaning Davar Gorim isn't enough. And the other day in the Gemara, the final day in the Gemara, is Davar Gorim doesn't work, and Lo Yimatze is enough, what we've been discussing. So again, if you look at the Taz, for example, the Taz, I think in the end of Simon Tuf Mem, there's a whole discussion, hopefully we'll get to it, where he suggests, oh, there are two ways to read the Gemara. He says, the issue in the Gemara for a different Rishonim is exactly this question. Does Lo Yimatze teach you that here, Davar Gor L'mamun is Kamamun? Or does Lo Yimatze teach you that even though it's not Gorim L'mamun, nonetheless you're Chayiv? So these are like the two or three options that are objectively compelling, but that we have again and again and again in the Rishonim and the Achronim. So we were discussing, right, the Rambam and the Rive about Onus, right? And we'll get back to the level of Shomrim that you require. In any case, I thought the Balamor was very significant for that. Because if you want to say that Lo Yimatze teaches you that, you know, Davar Gor L'mamun is Kamamun, or that Shelcha has been met, or Beischa has been met, to say that about Kivshaso, very difficult. But if the idea of Lo Yimatze is the Kesher that you have, or you haven't sufficiently walked away from, rejected, negated, the Chametz, if that's what's going on, there can be a relationship between Kivshaso and Lo Yimatze. Okay, and that's really what I wanted to get out of Palamor. Now, Moshe brought to my attention that it's even better than that. Okay, how so, Moshe?
As in the beginning of the piece, he makes a kol shekain from Kibbalah Bachrayas to Nachrisha Kivashto and says Zechomer and Zenkal. So like the comparison later is even more strange in light of that.
Exactly. In the beginning of the piece, he also is working with this idea. And there he admits that, I mean, there he's talking about the opposite problem, right? That let's say you'll say that Kabbalah Sachrayas is still Potter, right?
Yeah.
So if Kabbalah Sachrayas is Potter, he says, then Kol Shekein, Nachrisha Kivshaso is Potter. And yet, just because the Maskana in Lo Yimatze says that Kabbalah Zachariah is Chayiv, right? Somehow, we need a separate Gzeres HaKasuv to eliminate Kivshasa. So again, it's one of those phenomena, you know. If you say Kol Shekein about something, then it's hard to understand why you would think that in the reverse direction it works too. Unless you were never talking about a hardcore, you know, Gili Milsa objectively, or even a Gili Milsa, you know, in this context, right? Or even a special din, but that's more limited, but that you're perceiving this as about, you know, the broadest possible question about how default easy it is to violate Ba'ira, or what the nature of that violation looks like. To what extent is it bound up with, you know, some sort of an objective choshen mishpat, you know, formal titular legal relationship? Or is it about, you know, any association or not having walked away, you know, sufficiently? So again, this is what he says in the Balamor. You have the line, Moshe?
Yeah. So it says, Yachl Yam, the Kabbalah Patonos Menonachri, Parshina Begamar, the Kabbalah Achrayas. Yilo Haya Zemotor, Kol Shekain Chamitz and Nachri Shekivashto. Teda, the Habba Maskana.
That's where he says that if Kabbalah Achrayas is permissible, then Kol Shekain, meaning in the hierarchy, Kivshaso or Kivashto is less compelling than Kabbalah Achrayas. Teda, that's also interesting, the Teda.
Right.
Normally we would have said, what? Not zechamor zekal. They're two different issues. Right? The question of Kabbalah Zacharias is again this legal question. And the question of what kind of nachri. I'm saying, like, for the Rambam, for example, it's likely. You know, you live with the Ger Toshav, the Chaimach, Chaimach, right? He's part of your society. As opposed, so a Goy, a Nachri, who's not part of your society, over to Vonazara or whatever, right? So his issue about Kabbalah Zacharias is only, it's what one would have thought, if not for this Kiddush of the Balamor, about the fluidity of these things, as you would have thought, you know. There are two different, totally different tracks, totally different ideas. Now, what is in Kal and what is in Chomer? They're just totally different. In the case of Nachri, typical Nachri, he lives in a different world. There's no Tziruf. Right? The question of Achrayus is a legal question. It's about Yisrael. It's not about Yisrael's relationship to the Akum. It's about, you know, only strict Bailus and Rishus. Maybe we can. What about expansive bailos or expansive rishos? The check goes to the nachri? Irrelevant. It's about shelcha. But nachri shekivshaso, like Rashi aside, right, mamoncha kimamono. I'm saying, let's say, according to the Rambam, Ger Toshav, you don't say mamoncha kimamono. That's not the point. What's the point? The point is, he's part, he's not, you know, he's not Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, right? But he's not, you know, but there's a V'chayim Imach. You have a relationship with him, right? But that has nothing to do with Shelcha. That has to do with your relationship to him. So it's not Kal, it's not Chamor. Just different, right? By making it Kal and Chamor and then ignoring the hierarchy, well, now it makes sense. Okay, keep going. Vein Tzarich Lomar.
Vein Tzarich Lomar de Nachri Shelo Kivashto, Shekol Haya B'mash Meheter Midik Siv Lecha.
Yeah. That's also just an interesting way that he puts it, right? If we didn't have all these things, we would have thought, oh, maybe chemso shel akum, that you're connected with in any way, you know, without kabal zachrayas, without kivshaso also. Like how loose, right, would have, how easy would it have been to violate Bayirah? Scary, right? Yeah, okay. So then when he turns it around, it's interesting. Go ahead. V'yafal gav de b'yam, lo mefal ginan. Get that part?
V'yafal gav de b'yam, lo mefal ginan there.
Yeah.
Benachri ben shikavashta ben shiloki vashta kedarshin ba'ama degan chav lo daga nachri lo shnahach chav lo shnahafi avahacha itzurech miachar degali rechmana yisur b'donos min anachri b'dekibo la vachraya sachadai techamina lahavi nachri shikavashta lo kibo la achrayas kenachri lo kibo la achrayas vahachi itzurech lecha lecha trezim l'mishra ben shikavashta ben shiloki vashta.
Yeah.
V'kevan d'yisuro de lo yimatze gali ahatera de lecha lecha trezim zimni.
Okay, excellent. So very good. Then it's interesting the way he understands, well, we'll get back to this, the Yichud Labayis issue. Do you have that part?
So afagav the kibol ha'achrayis, ein zakuk levar. Mishum dechsev lo
yimatzeh. So this, of course, is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Yeah. Right, and the Ramban weighs in on this. It's Perush al Torah too. Well, we have to get back to that. I mean, what happens if there's Kabbalah Sachrayas, but there's also Yichud Bayis? Correct? So that's an interesting question. But again, the way that he formulates is very interesting here. Go ahead.
The Kamash Malan, Afal Pi Shehu Bebatechem, Kemen She'ina Mata Biyadcha, Ein Zaka Klevar.
It is Bebatechem, even though it's Yichud Labayis, but Lo Yimatzei, instead of saying, this goes back to what we were talking about a second ago, right? Avi, you know, what Avi was reading, namely, Kinyan Schiros, that's Yichud Mako. So you could have said that with Lo Yimatzei teaches you, either in general some aspect, or Legabe this din, Lo Yimatzei says, Kinyan Schiros is Kona. And what does the Baal Amor say? No. Right? That what? Afal pi shehu bebateichem. Meaning it's not considered kinyan schirus because of lo yimatzei. Kivin she'enei matzui biyadecha ein zakuk levayir. So he has it again in the kula way now. Lo yimatzei says that, you know, it doesn't revise our criterion generally with respect to this din, or particularly with regard to this din of what constitutes bivatechem. You can have something which is bivatechem, right? And still, if it's not matsui, you don't have a certain, you know, more, let's say, obvious link to it, your potter. Right? So once again, he's weighing in. He's Lishitaso in how he understands Lo Yimatzei. Lo Yimatzei is a standalone Mechayev, or a standalone poter for the Baal Amor. Okay? So that's issue number one that I wanted to talk about. Then Aaron brought to my attention about Rashi, a good Ha'ara, which we want to look at. Aaron, with us? And there he is.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes, I was just saying that it's interesting that
about the Gra.
Yeah, that we are being medayik from Berek HaBayis, that Rashi's saying you just, all you require is Eino Shalcha, and the Gra is medayik.
That the Rashi says that the Kadshim, which is Mufka from Baal Yirah, is Berek HaBayis. And I was suggesting, not because he doesn't have the ingenuity to find any other case, but because he doesn't think it's a din in Chafza Shal Kadshim, or it's a Ptur, or a Hafka, he thinks it's the absence of a Bailus, right? Go ahead.
The Gra is Medayik, that since Rashi defines Shal Achirim as Nachri, that Shal Yisrael Achir would still be Chayiv, which sounds like this is more of a Hafka as opposed to...
Yeah, where's the Gra? Do you have the number?
Yeah, Taf Mem Gimel, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He says... Yeah, Lamed Zem Mimashe Kasav Heimud Beis Avalat Aroa V'chule Vayin Rashi Sham Shapire Shal Achirim Eino Yehudi.
Yeah. So it's just interesting that the Gra obviously didn't interpret what we were suggesting. Okay. This is Mamoncha, you know, Kimamono. Also works in a little bit the way we were saying. So the Gra thinks that Rashi is an advocate of the view. What is it, Tuf Mem Gimel Wanos?
I think Yud Aleph.
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing, and we still have to discuss that. That's the whole issue. We still have to get back to Mafkin and Nifkad, the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah. Still have to discuss the Shagas Aryeh, the Ramban, and his Perush HaTorah, the Ramban here in the Chidushim. That hopefully we'll get to Monday and Tuesday, hopefully. Okay, but that's important. Okay, so we are left... you know, at least knowing what we need to discuss and what we need to do in terms of we have to lo yimatzei, these three options, what the maskan of lo yimatzei really is. And as I say, that very much might affect the Rambam and the Ravid issue about ones. It also may affect something which we want to speak more about, the Shomrim issue, which we touched on. So I just want to just explain the two ways that it affects that as well. What is the Shomrim issue, Gavi?
That might be considered as the Shomer Sachar versus the Shomer Hinam?
Or a Shoel.
Meaning that
Asha Savar Gemara, what level of Shmira is required for Kabbalah Sachrayas to be Chayiv? Pashas of our Gemara. The only example in our Gemara is what?
I think it was a Shomer Chinam.
Shomer Chinam? How does our Gemara go? Gavi? How the case? Rava said to the B'nai Mechuza, what did he say?
Rava said to B'nai Mechuza, sorry, that I was referring to
Ba'iru chamir, chamir d'b'dei chela, mi bataychu, kivan d'ilu mignav, ilu mitvid, reshusaychu koyu ba'iso l'shlume, kidulchun dami. Right, Gavi?
Right.
What's the story? What is that?
That's like a show.
What?
It's like a show?
No. Definitely not. What does that describe? What do the words mean? Ilu mignav ilu mitvid. Gneva vaveda. That's a Shomer Sachar. Right? So the only case in the Gemara is Shomer Sachar here. The issue is this just a hechatimtzi? Right, or not. There also might be reason to think that it's Shoel. Why Shoel? Hey, Ilan, good to see you. Are you visiting?
Visiting for today. My roommates are learning. I thought I'd join them.
Oh, okay. Good to see you again.
Good to see Rebbe. Good to see Rebbe.
Kyle? I wouldn't call on you. That wouldn't be fair. Although it would be less for old time's sake. But Kyle?
The evidence to show all Rebbe's asking?
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's only there for temporary use, meaning that B'nai Chayla are sort of dropping in and they're going to be
right after. I'm not so sure. I don't think about that. What other sugya? There's another sugya to look at.
Another sugya.
What?
I didn't look in the case in Bava Metzia. Is that possible? Or it's referring to
okay. Okay. Ezra? Wild? Ezra Oplat? Any Ezra? Steven? Tani? Ellie? Oh, really? Nobody got to that yet? I thought I needed to give more marmakoma. Yitzi? Aaron? Asher?
The Tosfos in Bava Metzia and Shavuos mentions
correct. This option. What's the issue? Because the Gemara also connects Balirah Balimatze to what? What case?
The Balchov Kone Mashkon issue.
Excellent. Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? Minai in the Balchov Shekone Mashkon with Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara has that. Or is it Lamed Aleph on the base? Right, what's the case?
I mean, Psachim by the Abaye and Rav Balchov Machayah Govan.
Yeah, in that general sugya. Right, so the Gemara has, the Gemara connects this also to Bayi Rabbi Matze. So the question is, what is the din of Rabbi Yitzhak? Asher, what's the din of Rabbi Yitzhak?
L'chati et tzedakah, so must be that when a Balchov takes a mashkon, probably shelo b'shas halva, so he has some sort of kinyan upon it.
Correct. When the Balchov grabs the mashkon legitimately, meaning he's allowed to, shelo b'shas halva, so... So the Gemara says that that's sort of the Kona Medin Rabbi Yitzchak, right? The question is, what level of Kenyan is that? Now the Gemara does seem to say that that would, if you're Kona Mashkin, you know, on the level of Rabbi Yitzchak, that you would violate by Rabbi Yimai's Matze, correct? The question is, what does that level mean? And it's particularly complicated because this, some of the sugyas are shelo b'shas. The ikar din of Rabbi Yitzchak is shelo b'shas halvaso. And it seems in some cases like they were applying it even b'shas halvaso. Right? What does the Gemara apply it to, this din of Rabbi Yitzchak? Bal Yiroa, what else?
Shmitas Ksafim,
in the sugya in Gittin, Rashaleach. What else? Kiddushin, right? The sugya and daf ches. You could be Makadosh Isha with the mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Okay, so a bunch of things. The question is it always shalom b'shas alvaso? Sometimes it seems like even b'shas alvaso. So there are two problems. Number one, what is the level of Kenyan? And number two is, you know, even if you pin that down for Shalom B'Shas Alvaso, it's probably less for Shas Alvaso, but is it still applicable? Bali Tosis have a famous view, which the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad disagree with, Asher, that what? About the relationship between Shas Alvaso and Shalom B'Shas Alvaso, some places. Yeah, which again is one, another example of what? Of a peculiar, it's like the reverse of a kosher cane.
Right.
Right? Meaning what you're saying is you have less kinyan in shas al vaso, more kinyan in shelo b'shas al vaso. So how could you ever prove shelo b'shas al vaso to shas al vaso? But the answer is, what's the answer?
It's megala on the nature of the category.
Yeah. Apparently, even if there's a hierarchy, the fact that it's one category already makes likely, you know, the possibility of there being some, they're both mashkon. Mashkon has a certain stature. If shas al vaso was zero, then shelo b'shas al vaso wouldn't be, you know, immensely powerful. That's the thinking. And some of the other rishonim say, that's ridiculous. There's b'shas al vaso, there's shelo b'shas al vaso. They're totally different. Maybe the difference is in the quantity, or maybe the difference in quantity also betokens a difference in quality. It's a different kind of mashkon. One is a mashkon shel gevia, use the language of the Rimigash. And the other is like a arvus, you know, like a guarantee, but it's not a gvia. Okay, again, we're not going to do Rabbi Yitzchak right now. If we did daf lamed aleph, we do it. But either way, why is it relevant to us? Because there are some rishonim, the Tosfos Bava Metzia, that begins by saying, "Asher, you have it."
I'm going to get it in 1 second.
Rashi says it. Correct. So keep going. So that's why that
Tosfos
is the most explicit in terms of quoting our Gemara. What's the upshot? That according to Rashi,
you'd have to have achrayus shel shoel or shel onsin in order to be chayiv.
Kabbalah's achrayus. So we have one shita, and then he himself goes on and says what?
So I think he wants to say even Shomer Sachar.
Yeah, correct. Okay, and that of course fits in better with the language of our Gemara, but okay. Anybody say Shomer Chinam?
Yeah. I think the Ritva, the Ramban.
The Bahag. Well, they call it the Bahag. The Rush seems partial to it, right? Some of the other Rishonim. So you have a full range of options. Okay. How do you assess this argument? Asher, what would you say generally?
So obviously it's, you have to assess it mitzad bal yiroi and mitzad the nature of these different levels of shomrim. So correct. One question would be mitzad bal yiroi, we require some sort of kinyan, or is some sort of a general subjective yachas enough?
Exactly. In other words, the other question, right. Yeah, go ahead. And the other one?
Right. Then the other question would be particularly regarding Shomer Chinam, whether his achrayus of Pshia is really an achrayus at all. Definitely seems very hard to say. It's a kinyan, and is it just a poshea kematic?
Correct. Exactly. So just to elaborate a little more, very good. All right, this is the interesting question. So you have a debate in the Rishonim. What level of, just like you have a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid, what about a befoal onus, right? As opposed to a willing Kabbalah Sachrayas. Right? We understand that, you know, that the Ravid is the default view, if you want to, you know, argue for some sort of a formal legal, you know, title, right? The rabbi is saying if it's just forced upon you, that's just de facto. There's no kinyan. And the Rambam says what? No, if you have to pay for something that makes you bonded to it, maybe, but certainly in a looser way, it doesn't give you kinyanim. Maybe you don't need kinyanim, you just need rishus. Or the Rambam saying, inochanami, 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 but that's what Lo Yimatzei has taught us, right? It's expanded, the Iser, to any kind of tziruf. Exactly the issues that we're talking about, just to play itself out in so many different ways. So too, you might say, just like we're talking about, I mentioned the Taz about Dover Garland Mamon, just like we're talking about with the Balamor, what's the Maskana here? And we'll get back to it. The question of Kabbalah Sakrai, if it's, you know, you have Kabbalah Sakrais, but it's Yichud L'Makom, the Rashi and Tosis, right? And the language of the Balamor. Because if Kabbalah Sakrais in the end makes it like Shiloh, so Shiloh Beinu B'Shuska the same, is there a difference between Kabbalah Sakrais and Yichud L'Makom and Shiloh and Yichud L'Makom? That's also a question. Anyway, we'll get back to all that, but you're getting the general idea of the direction for sure. So it could be that if you hold, one way to look at it is, if you hold Shoel, so you're a very strict constructionist, you really need Shelcha. Right? Of course. Was there a Havamina that even a Chiv Shoel wouldn't be enough? Okay. That'd be more interesting, right? After all, he is Chayev. Maybe that says something about She'ela too. Okay, but the Maskana certainly is easier to understand with Shoel. Of course, the most difficult is the other extreme, and that's Shamrachina. Very hard to say anything about Kinyanim. You don't have a Kinyan because you pay for it, Pipshia. The pashtus doesn't mean it's shalcha. Doesn't mean it's bershuscha. Does it even mean that there's schi of achrayas? Let's say there are four categories here. Say one is you need some sort of shalom, some sort of bailus. The other is that you need not bailus, but rishus, right? Maybe you don't even need rishus. Maybe it's enough to have, I mean, it's not technically rishuscha in that sense, but maybe it's, you know, it's a relationship because you, it's a gorim lamamon, if you pay for it, befoal all relationship. And the fourth, of course, is even further than that. Anything that's, you know, distinguishes you from the man on the street vis-a-vis having some sort of relationship with the Chametz. So that's the Bayirua side of it, which we're interested in. In terms of the Shomer, we're not learning Shomer now, so we're not going to go extend. We'll speak a little more about it, but the point is that, let's say in the extremes, right? In Shoel, there's a massive debate. Again, when we learned Bava Kama a couple of years ago, we discussed this, those who were here. How many years ago was that already? 2 years ago? Yeah. So, you know, we say about Shoel that it's Chai Ba'onsin. He's only Pater Mi Mesa Machas Malacha. And the Gemara says in a bunch of places that the reason that it's Chai is Kol Hana Shalom. But there are two ways to understand Kol Hana Shalom. Right? One is that it means kinyanim. Right? For example, yeah, I'll get to it in a minute. It means kinyanim. Kol Hana Shalom. He's a part owner. even then you have to figure out the complex relationship between the mashil and the shoel. Mostly, although there's some argument in the poskim, but at least in the Rishonim, most of them think that the principle of pikadon kol hecha de isa b'reshusa de mara isa applies even to she'ela, and that a mashil can be makdish an object. You can't be makdish something which is ena shalcha. Right, that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Gez of Lon Siyah Shua Bailim, Zev Zeh Enu Nicholim Lai Fisho, Zeh Lefi Shein Shalo, Zeh Lefi Shein Brishusa. Right? So, but if, a mafgid typically can be makdish. So the Bali Tosis explained, because Pikadon Kalechadisa Brishusa de Marisa. Most of the Rishonim and most of the posts can think that's true even for Mashil and a maskir, although the Ksos and others quote some poskim who disagree. That's already interesting. So it's a tricky question whether the shoel, he's bailim. Again, the Gemara compares in a few places a ganeth or a gazlan to a shoel with regard to his level of kinyanim. Where the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, famous discussion between Rav and Rava, in Baba Machteres, the Gemara talks about if you have a situation of Kamalei Bidrava Mine, do you get to keep the chayfets or not pay for the chayfets that you stole? So the Gemara there, the famous debate between Rav and Rab, the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's Midda Dahava Ashoel. Also, the Gemara in Baba Kama Dafid Aleph, Ein Shaman Lagana Falagazlan. The Gemara contrasts it with Shoel or compares it to Shoel, not sure. The issue seems to be there's something called Kinyani Gzela, Kinyani Geneva, in which a Ganef and a Gazlan is an owner. Of course, he's not more of an owner than the Nigzal or the Nignav. And he's a competitive owner in that he took the object from the main owner. But he has certain kinyanim. Like he doesn't have chiyuv schir, he doesn't have to pay for using the object. He has tashmishim. You know, his ownership can turn into bigger ownership through yish and shinu. Yeah, whatever, I don't want to get into all merubah now. But the point is, so it's curious, and to two places at least, and more, the Gemara compares to Shoel. Shoel, of course, is not competitive. That's complementary. But according to the view that Kol Anos Shelo establishes the shoel as a bailim, meaning he's chayv onsim because it happened to his object, not because he's achra'i for it in its own right. It's his object that he lost it, yet because it's his object that was hit by lightning. Tough luck. It's also the object of the bailim. Okay, that's a chiddush of shei of shomer. You don't split it. But it's a din kol anos shelo. The Mechilta makes the comment, notices in Parshas Mishpatim that while the Torah calls Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar Shomrim, it says V'chiyishal. You never call him a Shomer Shoel. Well, he doesn't have much, he doesn't have much leniency either. So there's good reason to think that a shoel is a bailin, and then to compare him to Ganav and Gazlan, and there are differences and there are limits. Right? So if you want to say that the din of Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is limited to she'ela, that would be a good perspective. On the Shomer Chinam side, right, we have the famous Shitas HaRambam, which Asher alluded to. Yoni, what's the famous Shitas HaRambam? Yeah, I could actually call on Ilan here.
I think Rebbe is getting to the point about sometimes Esheva Aseh can effectively become a Kumba Aseh.
That's my explanation of it. Correct. We already a couple of steps ahead. But you're right. Which, what are we trying to explain, though? Shita Saram. What's Rambam Shita?
I think that Shomer Chinam Chaya for Pshia.
That, well, Shomer Chinam is Chaya for Pshia. That's a fact.
Right.
The question is the characterization of that. Yoni, what's the character? You're right, you're right. Everything you're saying is right. Just you have to, you skip one step. Yoni?
The Rambam says the Pshia is Kimazik.
Yeah, correct. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Sukkot Schirus Halacha Gimel, says that Poshea in a Shomer Chinam is Kemazik. That's a Chiddush. The Gemara just says he's Chayiv for Pshia. He's not Chayiv for Gneva Aveda. He's of course not Chayiv for Onsim. He's only Chayiv for Pshia. But the Rambam says that it's because of Poshea Kemazik. So there's a problem with that Rambam. Namely, first of all, the Ravid asks famously, anybody have the language of the Rambam open? Seth, you have it?
I don't have it open, but if you give me a minute, I can.
Hilchos Schirus, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel.
Okay, from Yerli, I have it. Mm-hmm. Yerli, Shim Poshea Hashom Pesha Shomer Bavadim, Ukiyote Bahen, Chai Vushalim, Shina Pater Bavadim, Vikarkos Vishtars, Elamidin Gneva Baveda, Misa Ukiyote Bahen, Shim Haya Shomerchinam Amataltlin, Benignavu O Avdu Yishba, Bavadim Vikarkos Vishain Im Haya Shomer Sachar, Shemeshalim Gneva Baveda Bimataltlin, Pater Milashalim Beelu. In Peshaba, Vishalim Shakol Poshea Maziku. Vain Hefers Bain Din Hamazik, Karka Ludin Mazik Metalpin, Vidin MSU, Ze Mavinim, Roy Ludun.
Okay.
Vain Horror Rabosai, Shamoser Carmo.
Okay. So,
Shamoser Carmo, the Shomer.
So, what's the point here, Seth? For the Rambam, this is not just an abstraction. Correct? Rambam is being very concrete. He's mechadish a din. What's a din? Normally we say what? Avadim, shtoros, karkos are mufka mechiyuvei shmira. It's one of those klal of prats, which excludes avadim, shtoros, and karkos. Right? So when it comes to Shomer Sachar or Shoel, the Dinei Shmira don't apply. However, since the Rambam's Mechadesh, the Pshia of Shomer Chinam applies even Avadim Shtaros and Karkos. Why? Because Pashay Kemazik, it's Mazik, so there's no difference between if you're Mazik Kark or Mazik Metalton, you're still Chayiv. Correct?
Yes.
What does Ravid say, Seth?
Amavram vim emesu ze shomachim lama eno nishpahinus so shalopcha sharei impasha mishalim vim nifshach vim nafshach lomar halom moda b'miktas shem yoda yishalim v'al afalpikin eno nishba harei amra torah klal uprat v'shomachinam uklal uprat v'shomar sachar ma shomar sachar miyot et elu meikir hatashlumim below Minashua, Levada, Afshamachinam, Shemiat, et Elu, Afm Ikerha Tashlumim, Miatan, below Minashua, Levada, Vain Poshea Mazik, Sheim Hayakain, Shia Bibalim, Lama Pater, Elish Ain Poshea, Domel Mazik.
Ah. So basically, number one, the Ravid says it's just not true. You're not going to say that the Ptur, based on the Klal Prat to Klal, is limited to Shvuas HaShomrim and not to the Chiv itself. Correct? Number two, he says, the Gemara is in Ashoel, make it perfectly clear that the unique p'tur of Baal Avimo applies to all Shomrim, including Shomer Chinam. Actually, the Gemara there has a Hava Mina to distinguish, but the Gemara's conclusion is clear. And the Rambam paskins that way as well. right? That the p'tur of Balavimo, which is a special din in Shomrim, applies also to Shomer Chinam. So it can't be that it's Poshea Kamazik. That's the Raivid's question. Then the Nesivas and other Achronim ask a different question. They just say, according to the, I'm giving you the Bikitsur part. They say, according to the criteria of Dine Nezikin, Poshea Kamazik is not, Shomer Chinam Shaposhea is not really a Mazik. It's more like Garmi. It's a Grama. And that's not Mazik. So what does Rambam really mean? It's not Biadayim, so on. So here, for the Raivid's question, a famous discussion, famous answer of Reb Chaim, which actually the Shach said much earlier. I don't know why he didn't get enough credit for it. Anybody know? Above a couple of people we mentioned, just reviewing for them.
That the Reb Chaim said that according to the Raivid, Mekarka Kikarka. He said that the Machlokes is always said Mekarka Kikarka or not.
Not exactly. I'm talking for the Rambam. Will you answer about Balavimo?
Oh, that you want to say it's Hachka. He wanted to say that for the Rambam, it's really considered to be Hachka Balavimo. It's not a case of Shomrim. It's a different case completely.
Well, it's not a completely. No, I mean, okay, yeah. Meaning, what the Shach says and what Reb Chaim says is that Balavimo isn't the p'tur within Shomrim. In a case where there's Balavimo, there's Hafkos Shem Shomer. And the din of Balavimo, and the din of Poshea Kamazik, even according to the Rambam, is only for Shomer. So if you lose the Shem Shomer because of Balavimo, then that's not a proof that when you have a Shem Shomer, right, that it isn't Bidin Mazik. Okay, but implicitly by saying that, the Shach and Reb Chaim kind of agree that objectively, right, without the formal title of Shomer Chinam, you wouldn't say Poshea Kamazik. So I want to take it a little further. And what I want to suggest is that's what Ilan was referring to. And I've said this idea many times. I sometimes exemplify it with this Rambam. And that is, again, along their line, but it's, I think you need to add this point. And that is that in Hilkos Nezikin, in Hilkos Niskei Mamon, the Nesivus is right. Right? Neglect is not tantamount to Mazik. One is passive, the other is active, and so on and so forth. But this halacha is not in the Rambam in Hilkos Niskei Mamon. It's in the Rambam in Hilkos Schiros, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Meaning, there's a framework in which this halacha is set. That framework is Kabbalah Shmira. In other words, if I, accept formally to watch your object, then your reliance upon me and my commitment to you kind of reformulate what constitutes, I would say, Shevaltasen Kumvase. Meaning what would normally be passive negligence, but still passive, becomes, kind of involvement, right, when other people rely on you and when you yourself commit. So what the Rambam means very meduyak is that in the framework of Shmira, v'chaschiros, poshe is kamazik. Only in that framework. Just as, this is the next year topic, just as the dinim, for example, of Hezek Re'ia are dinim in Ochoshkenim. Outside of the framework of the expectations of Shkenim, they're probably, that wouldn't constitute any kind of hezek. Okay? We just took care of the whole next year limud. Right? So I believe in this idea, and we've had it in other contexts too. Again, a little bit we're having it. We've had it in Bal Yirah, right? Where kind of what we're saying is often that maybe the chiv to stomp out chametz turns shmira into a kumvase. It turns, you know, neglect, you know, into being mekayim chem chemtzo birshuso. Sometimes, right, we define things not based objectively on what happens, but based also on the framework or the expectations. Anyways, why am I telling you all this? Okay, so according to the Rambam, what emerges is that Shomer Chinam is chayiv because of that Kabbalah Sachrayas, but basically it's chayiv for Mazik, as a Mazik. Very hard to say that that has anything to do with Bali Rabbi Matze. No, he has a relationship to the object, but either way, maybe that, but definitely not the Chiyuv Pshia part of it. Very unlikely. But according to the Ravid and others who disagree with the Rambam, it's conceivable that there's at least a Chiyuv Achrayas in Shomer Chinam. Now, I don't think there's bailus, but there is possibly achrayus. Is achrayus enough? So let's go back to Shoel for a minute. The alternative to saying that Shoel is a kone is saying that he just has a very high level of achrayus. In other words, there's a relationship between, you know, your benefits and your obligations. So if you have called that, that's the other pshad in Shoel. Shoel's not kinyanim, or if it is kinyanim, that's not why you're chayav onsen primarily, or that alone wouldn't make you chayav onsen vis-a-vis the bailim. Maybe the idea is kol ano shelo, and therefore his kabbalas achrayas is greater. But if we're talking about Kabbalah Sachrayas, then you don't mean necessarily bailus. We mean like an insurance company, right? I pay for it. If you have insurance, right? Allstate or Chubb or Geico, whatever it is, you know, they don't own your property. I'm not talking about where they have a lien on your property. Right? You pay them a certain amount of money to indemnify, you know, to cover losses. It's an insurance company. They have a chiyuv achrayas. Is chiyuv achrayas enough to be a bailim? Unlikely. But is chiyuv achrayas enough to establish some sort of a relationship? Certainly chiyuv achrayas, which is formal, establishes more of a kesher than chiyuv achrayas, which is just befoel. I'm talking about the Rambam in a moment. And you could say also that chiyuv achrayas, which is more intense, is more of a relationship than chiyuv achrayas, which is more peripheral. Oh, that might, you know, again, so what you might say is Shoel is kinyanim. And you might say Shomer Chinam, given the circumstances, is mazik. And then you might say about Shoel, Shomer Chinam, and certainly Shomer Sachar, that these are various levels of Kabbalah Sachrayas. Right? So which of them is required for Bal Yirah? To say Shoel only could be because it's the most intense Sachrayas. Better to say, because it's bailus. To say everything but Shomer Chinam, if you want to say Poshea Kemazik. To say, you know, Shomer Sachar also, sounds like Kabbalah Sacharias. To say Shomer Chinam also is to assume Achrayas is enough and that Shomer Chinam has Achrayas. Okay.
Rabbi.
So, yeah.
Isn't there a complication that also we're dealing with cases where you're being Makabel from an Achri? It's not Pasha that the...
Correct.
The Parsha of Shomerim. So that would lean much more both for Shoel and for Shomer Chinam. Like even the Rambam, it's not Pasha he would say Poshek and Mazik by from an Achri. There's no Din Mazik. When you're Mazik and Achri.
Yeah, some of the Achronim say that. And that's a good point. It's an additional factor. That this question, of course, this same question may apply to between Yisraelim. Meaning, if you take the view, that gets into the, we have to talk still, about the Mafkid of the Nifkad, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush, the Gonim, in the Rush Siman Daled. We still have to talk about the Rush and Siman Tes. I still have to go back to that. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. It's Hashem. But correct. Meaning a wild card here may be that the Dinei Shmira are only of Israel. And even if you're simulating Dinei Shmira, maybe you just don't get the same She'ela or on the other side, the same Shomer Chinam. Correct. So the Kul and the Chumri just might be Mechalik.
As we noted also, the Gemara here invokes Tavra Gorim Lamamon, which, if you're taking the Shoel side of like Kolanah Shalom, you don't need to invoke that to establish bialos. It's not really about...
I mean, if you held like the view that the Gemara requires She'ela, so what do we even need to talk about Davar Gar Lamamon? Well, again, unless you think that She'ela is just the most intense of the Achrayases, then that would be fine. If you're talking about... Because remember, Davar Gar Lamamon itself... Having said that, let's go back to that. How do you understand the factor of Davar Gar Lamamon? Right? So, assuming this is the general din of Davar Gar Lamamon, something we talked about when we learned Shavuos a little bit, the phrase Davar Gar Lamamon is sometimes used differently. For example, in the Sugya in Shavuos Eidos, right? But typically, Davar Gar Lamamon is used to establish what, Natan?
Bialos.
Kachim shechayev b'achrayuson, to say it's not re'eu v'lo shel hekdesh. Because it's davar gar lamamon. If you're going to pay for this, then on some level it's yours. So it could very well be that davar gar lamamon typically is a din of bialos. Okay, we'd have to stop here. So I want to finish talking about this a little more tomorrow. And then I want to go back to finish up Talmud and those things. Talmud and La'irah, La'imatzeh, for the other Rishonim, Sefer Mitzvah, Sajigon, and some of the other Mefarshim, the Ritva, the Rabbeinu David, etc. And then the other things I gave you, and I'll probably give you more things for Tuesday share. And for when we come back to finish this off. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so to be continued tomorrow at 1 o'clock.